everyone, and welcome back to the DMAC Urban Vibe Podcast. I'm Carter, and I'm joined here with
T-Isis.
And today we are going to be talking about some TV shows, recommendations, our favorites, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, let's get into it. How about you? What's your first TV show you want to talk about here today?
My first one, I want to talk about Gen V, because, I mean, I'm not, the hype is, it's lost me, you know, but I mean, that show, first show in a long time that really had me from the beginning. That first episode, it just caught me. But it's basically, have you heard of The Boys?
I feel like
you've heard of The Boys. I feel like everyone's heard of The Boys. But that's just the little spinoff or continuation. I don't really know.
Is it prequel, sequel?
It's like a sequel, because it just continues off of. You don't really need to watch The Boys to watch Gen V. They do have little things in there, but if you don't really know too much about it, you're not going to catch it. You're not going to be like, oh my gosh, there's a spoiler there. You're not even going to catch it. But that's a good one. It is bloody. It is a little gruesome, but I got way attached to the characters way quicker in Gen V than The Boys, so I don't know. That is such a good show.
Yeah.
And the main character is black. Once again, black lady, I love to see black people in shows, so yes.
I'm not sure if you've seen these, but is it similar to like Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, where it's kind of like a spin?
I haven't seen them, but I plan to. Trust me, yeah. I do. But I don't think so. I guess mostly I don't have anything to go off of.
Sure.
I haven't actually watched it, just off of the little stuff I've seen on social media or anything. But I don't know. Have you watched them?
Yes, because I just feel like those are like, at least right now, like that's the big spin-off of the big series that.
In that sense, I would say it's something like that. But it still has its own merit. It's still like a great series on its own. So yeah, then I would agree with that.
Sure.
Yeah. So Gen V, watch. So good. If you haven't.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll take my turn then, and the first one I want to talk about is Community. It's a sitcom, takes place in Colorado, I think it is. Doesn't matter.
I didn't know that, actually.
It's just, in my opinion, perfect sitcom. There's a little bit of everything for everyone as well. Title being Community, it's at a community college, similar to us.
So perfect.
It's a very diverse cast as well, you know. There's a lot of representation of different races throughout the whole cast list. And, I think it's just super funny. They don't try to be anything they're not. They got a weird sense of humor, and they roll with it. And it's amazing. I think it's hilarious. I've seen it probably 3 times, 4 times, whatever it may be. Troy and Ovid also.
They're so funny. I love their dynamic.
I'm not one to like create, you know, quote unquote ships in TV shows or anything too much. Like if I would,
they would be your ship.
Yeah.
That's so valid though. I mean, if anyone, them, love them. I used to watch Community so much when I was younger. Like, I think because my dad watched that a lot, so I would be watching that with him, and I love that show. I still like that show. I just need to go back and rewatch it all through. I still, every now and then I look up, like, clips on YouTube, like, I don't know, they still get me, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
They got all kinds of compilations on YouTube of the different characters saying funny things or whatever. So if you don't want to watch the show, but you still want to check it out, search up some compilations on YouTube and you'll get the gist. It's pretty good.
So hilarious. Then, so my next one, we're moving on, it's Atlanta. And it's also, it's an interesting one because, have you heard of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you've seen it?
Back-to-back Donald Glover shows.
Yes, actually, yes. Because, I mean, he put some good stuff out there.
He does everything too.
He was
Lando, I think his name is, in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then obviously his music, Childish Gambino. That's how I was first introduced to him. And amazing music because of the internet, amazing album.
Yeah.
And that was actually coming out right at the same time as Community was.
For real?
I think it happened right after, maybe.
When I think of him, I just think of I don't know, not early 2000s, but
early 2010s.
Yeah, 2010s, yeah. Because that was just, so much of him in that era, and it just makes me, just brings me back there so mm-hmm. easily. I love Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
No, I've heard some things about him, but I'm not going to go into all that.
That's not what we're here today for.
But yes, Atlanta, I love that show. I need to finish that one too, actually. I'm so close to finishing it. I'm on the last season. I've got like mm-hmm. 5 episodes left. I don't know. It's just so good. I want to put it off. It just, I love it. And I love how you can just, I don't know, after watching so much of it, or most of the show, you can go back to just random episodes and watch a few. Maybe not some. There's some plot to it and all that, but I don't know. I really like it. Sometimes it feels like an anthology, so.
I don't know. I kind of think those are the best shows, too.
Yes.
Like, sometimes I don't know, drama and just continued storylines get stale so quickly. And if you can continuously come up with new ideas, and you can connect them if you want, but the shows that typically do anthology style, I find to be a lot more entertaining to come back to time after time.
Yes. It's not on my list, but have you ever heard of Love, Death, and Robots?
Oh, I have. Yes.
That's a perfect example. Just anthologies are fun. Mm-hmm. I hope that's the... I hope I'm thinking of the right thing.
Yeah.
They're just so fun and give so much creative, especially the way Love, Death, and Robots did it. I mean, mm-hmm. I hope they continue forever. I don't know if they have new seasons coming out, but... They should.
And they did it where it was, like, different artists per episode,
yes,
right?
That, and it's so dope. You get to see new artists and just their creative input into things, and I don't know. I love it. I really do. Mm-hmm. They need more anthology
shows. And that's such a cool idea for particularly animated shows. You know, you have different directors for live-action shows, and it mm-hmm. doesn't quite get across that idea of, like, different directors putting their own stamp on things to make it seem their own, where... In animated shows, and animators can really make it their own. You know, they have their very distinct style of the way that they animate. Similar to Love, Death, Robots that way is there's a show on Disney Plus. I think it's Star Wars Visions.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That is
about.
The same thing where it's done by a bunch of different artists for different episodes. And, you know, it's not canon towards, like, the Star Wars story, the overarching extended universe or whatever. It's just a couple 10 to 15 minute episodes of different stories, different animation styles. Yeah. It's a ton of fun. Definitely recommend checking that out, even though that's not one of my shows. And so.
Still, like, yeah. It's so good. Same thing. It's on Disney Plus, too. It's called Kizazimoto, I guess. But it's, once again, an anthology, all animated. It's all, like, beautiful, just black. More African stories and stuff like that. The animations they have on there are beautiful, and the stories they tell are great, too. Please check out Kizazimoto, because I'd be scared they're going to take it off Disney Plus.
Well, they just merged with Hulu, right?
I think so. I stopped keeping
it's
track.
It's so
they're
weird.
They're always merging.
Well, like, this is, like, the... Where it's all on the same platform now. So, okay. Like, if you go to Disney Plus, like, you'll be able to watch Hulu shows, apparently.
Same thing.
Yeah. And so, I don't know how that all worked out. If we're going to be losing some Disney Plus shows off of that platform, or Hulu shows off that platform, we're still going to be able to go to Hulu. I don't know.
I just hope they don't be like Netflix. Netflix be taking off so many good shows sometimes.
They just cycle through it so quickly.
Yeah. They don't give you enough time. It's like, I want to be able to come back. Maybe, you know, I don't know. They're just Netflix. Don't even get me started.
I kind of thought the whole point of streaming was that you could just watch whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted. And when you take those shows off, then that ruins that. And, you know, like, they price their thing at having blah, blah, blah hours of content, blah, blah, blah amount of shows or whatever. But, like, you lose you had The Office. And I understand there's other politics behind keeping The Office, but The Office is the big one, right?
Yeah.
The Office was the one that brought a lot of people to streaming. Everybody wanted to get on Netflix and watch The Office. You know, how many people were paying Netflix just for The Office? And you lose The Office, and you're losing $8 worth of TV show out the door. You can't fill it in with 2 or 3 $1 shows saying that you have the content to fill it. But when you don't, and yeah, just keep the shows that you have on your platform. You can only add, like, what's the point of taking them off?
Thank you. It's irritating, but I mean, what can you do? I mm-hmm. guess gotta go through the extra mile to try to find that show you want to watch.
And I want to reiterate, maybe The Office wasn't the best choice because they are owned by ABC. Making them go to the Peacock makes sense because ABC made their own streaming service. That makes sense, but at the same time, I think they could have extended the contract if they really, really wanted to. They would have just had to pay a bag to ABC.
Oh, yeah, and I bet they could have taken it, or they could have did that, but they just, I don't know, greedy. Maybe couldn't afford it at the time.
They thought they could fill it in with other shows. At least that's what I pick up. All right.
Tomato.
We're getting off topic a little bit too much. Let's keep it moving here. My next show is Sherlock, the BBC show that came out early 2010s, I think it was. Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock.
Yes.
Maybe that's the better way. People will recognize it off of that. It gets a little convoluted at times, but as someone who's a huge fan of just murder mysteries, it's tough to beat Sherlock, and I think that's the best Sherlock we've seen on a TV show. You know, Robert Downey Jr. is pretty good in the movie ones.
Yeah.
But as far as TV shows, that's the best Sherlock, I think, and some of the mysteries are really good. They do some great subversion of expectations at some points, and just maybe they should have dialed back some of the drama and the hyper just confusion, trying to make everybody confused, trying to do too many subversion of expectations, especially towards the end.
I see. Really trying to, like, no, you didn't figure it out. We got you. Oh,
yeah.
Love that.
Couple of issues. There's one particular thing that really is exactly what you just said right there, where they say, oh, we got you. And so outside of a couple of those things, it's really, really good. And if you like murder mysteries, you're going to love it.
Murder mysteries are so fun. Like, I'm glad you mentioned the movies, because those are the only Sherlock media I've seen. So I was like, yeah, Sherlock. But I got to check out Sherlock, because it's definitely one of those overdue shows. I've seen so much of it.
And
seriously, so much.
What I liked about it, watching it, is that they're longer episodes, and they're only 3 episodes a season.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And so it's like, I think they're all right around an hour, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, depending on the episode.
I'm down for that.
And it's just a perfect night. Like, you can make it a quote-unquote movie night where you just watch the whole season, you know, a 3-hour thing. And I get that's a long time, but, like, some of the best movies are
just going
to
fly by once you get into it. Like,
and
oh, my gosh.
It sucks you in, especially the first 2 seasons are probably my favorite.
Okay, got something to look forward to with that. Binging Sherlock. I didn't know that they had the episode increments like that. I actually really like it when they have longer episodes. Like, that's why I kind of like the whole Gen V and Invincible also. Like, they have really long episodes too. That's the way to go. Like, give me as much content as possible.
And you know, with that, you don't get too much, like, the only being 3 episodes a season, you don't get a lot of that drawn out just to draw stuff out. You know, it can lead to overpacking stuff sometimes, but I think in general, the pacing is pretty good, and it keeps you invested the whole time. You're not getting bored with them rehashing the same ideas, the same pieces of evidence, the same whatever.
Telling you what you already know.
Right, exactly. It continues to move forward.
Like,
which is an issue that I find sometimes.
Well, with a show like Sherlock, they better, right? Like, but I'll mention it anyway. I'm a Virgo. That's my next TV show. I have not finished that. I don't know why that's the common thing here, but I have not finished I'm a Virgo. That's probably the show I haven't finished the most. That's such a good show. First episode in it. I mean, it's just a giant dude. His family has a giant boy. Just a giant boy. I don't know. And he's a Virgo. I don't know. That's like a thing. It's so funny. Once again, longer episodes. I think they're about an hour long. And there's 10 episodes, I believe. I'm not sure. I'm not so sure there. But, yeah, it's one of those weird, I can tell, like, TV shows. But it looks like a lot of fun. Like, that first episode just really... It brings you, I don't know, you think, oh, you're a giant person, you're like, maybe that's more fun than it's not, but it's kind of a little more, they kind of make it seem a little tragic, so, I don't know. I like it. Need to finish it. Everyone needs to watch it.
Good to know. I'm going to keep it moving here since we're, keep getting sidetracked. My next one is also similarly kind of a murder mystery show. It's Only Murders in the Building, the Hulu exclusive. If you don't know the premise, it's 3 people who live in the same building that are big fans of true crime podcasts, and they're not friends until one day, for one reason or another, they have to all be in this restaurant that's out of their building, and they notice that they're all listening to the same podcast because that podcast had just released or whatever, and that leads them to becoming friends. And then very quickly after they become friends, they find out there was a murder in their building. And so they need
right
to
up their alley. They were
and
like,
so they're like,
this.
We're going to make our own podcast. That's and so crazy. What the show is them creating the podcast of their investigation, investigative journalism. And so they're doing their own research and releasing it at the same time as they're doing it. You know, obviously the cops don't agree with them at first that something bad happened until they start releasing the podcast and they get fans, and the cops are like, wait, why is there all these people think that this closed case was a murder?
Oh, no.
And so all kinds of hijinks and stuff ensues. But yeah, kind of a different spin on a murder mystery show, but still really good. Plus it has Selena Gomez in it, and I love Selena Gomez.
Fun.
So
fun.
Yeah,
this sounds like a really interesting show.
Only Murders in the Building, check it out.
Show is it's called Pin 15, and I did finish the show. It's so cringe. It's very cringe, but that's the point. Is point just literally two middle school girls growing up through middle school. So accurate, and there's only two seasons, and there's like 10 episodes each. The second season gets a little more real, a little more serious. Like, first season is like, oh, cringe, why are they doing that? Whatever, middle school stuff. But then the second season comes, and it feels like, damn, like, these are real life experiences here. So it's so good. It's so good. It's a really cute show. It is really heartwarming, but so cringe. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was really, like, I can't think about it now. Like, it's so cringe, but I love it. I love it. I really do.
And that's what being that age is.
Yes.
A lot of cringe stuff.
Yes. I can't be mad at it.
Yeah.
I mean, they depicted it well. I feel bad. I can't remember the actor's name, but she just is in this one show. They rebooted the Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, with Childish Gambino.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing everything.
And it's a TV show, right?
Yeah, actually. I thought it was a movie.
Well, that's what the original was.
So. Yeah.
But, and then they're making it into a TV show. I watched the trailer for the show. It didn't quite catch my...
Me neither, honestly. Me neither.
It seems the jokes in the trailer weren't that funny, and the plot seemed a little contrived.
Yeah.
Watch it if you want to, but
yeah.
I'm not going to.
Maybe if I'm like, well, there's nothing else to watch.
Yeah,
I can't
watch,
figure out.
I'm
like,
listening
I
to Childish Gambino all day. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
But, yes, Pin 15. So good. Really is.
All right. My fourth show is going to be Avatar The Last Airbender, the original animated show that is on Netflix. Not the new live-action one that just came out. The original animated show, I think, is one of the best examples of not talking down to your audience I've ever seen in the way that they're able to convey the range of emotion Aang goes through in the first season of, you know, seeing all of his air nomad brethren murdered while he was in the ice, while still being a kid's show. The way they're able to convey serious emotions and have these things without being heavy exposition, and they really showed and didn't tell.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the end, we've seen so much growth from the characters, and I don't know. I just think it's perfectly executed. There's not really anything I would change about the original series. Plus, it's pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love the idea of making fun of handicapped people, but there's a character in it who's blind. Her name is Toph.
Toph, my
and
goat.
She does some of the funniest things ever. It's a reoccurring bit where the characters will ask her to do something, and she said, "I would, but I'm blind," or whatever. There's along those lines, right? And it gets me every time. I think it's so funny. Yeah, but to that point, the live action has been coming out recently, and that is about as bad as it gets in terms of adaptation. I think the visuals are great. It looks amazing, and I'm honestly very surprised about that. If you would have asked me what I would guess the Avatar series would be like, I would say they probably have good writing, but the animation is going to be terrible because how do you animate bending? That looks so hard. But
make
they managed
cool,
to do it.
You know?
They managed to do it, and it looks really good. The issue is they just didn't know how to write a story. The whole entire thing, like, the whole first episode is just one big info dump, exposition, basically a monologue from Aang the whole time. And it, he is constantly saying how much he wants to just run around and be free and happy with the most monotone, sad voice while he's sitting alone in the dark in the courtyard. He's talking about how, and it's
butchered it straight from the start. That's
everything,
crazy.
Everything that the original series did well in terms of writing, it seemed like the live action wanted to undo that and make it way worse.
Seemed like they were, I heard that they were trying to make it like a Game of Thrones-esque type thing. They're trying to make it more mature, but it's like, did you, it felt like they dumbed it down more.
Exactly. And they tried to make it mature in the way that there was death on screen, yeah, and there was like big fights. Like it, the very first shot of the whole show is a flashback to the Air Nomad raid by the Fire Nation. And yeah, I thought that was really cool. Good insight into what that was like, made for in a more adult audience. That's exactly what we would look for. But then the issue was, is then that they stayed there. And they just did a bunch more talking, a bunch more exposition. After, and they need to go back to film school and learn what show don't tell means. Show don't tell.
Sending them back to school.
Show don't tell. It's, yeah. That's what I wanted to say about that. I'll move on.
I've seen. Oh, well, hopefully, when they bring in characters like, maybe like Azula, Toph. I don't know if she's in the show yet, actually.
So, the,
hopes it out.
I didn't have super high hopes early because the original showrunners for the animated show were the showrunners for the live action. But about 2 years ago, they left the project due to creative differences because obviously things were not going well and they saw what was coming and they said Netflix wasn't listening to us or whoever wasn't listening to us, and so they left and Netflix brought in a different director, and that director was only signed for one season, and so he's not going to be returning for future seasons. So fingers crossed that season 2 plus will be better. Who knows, maybe they'll even bring back the original writers after they realized how they should have listened to them from the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, the original show did such a good job on tackling serious issues without, you know, still making it towards kids. They didn't need to dumb it down to try to make it seem more mature or I don't know. They kind of they blew it.
They did. Yeah. All right. How about your fourth show?
My fourth show is gonna be The Bear. The Bear is pretty recent, but I was surprised how much I liked that show. It was really good and really stressing me out too. Like, they did a good job of, like, I felt like I was in the kitchen too with them, like, yelling corner and behind and stuff. But it was a good show. I really like it. And the cinematography is so good. And the food looks super good. I don't know. The dynamics with the characters is so good. I really like their character development. Even characters from the beginning that I didn't like so much still came around. Like, I like Richie and Tina, I remember her name. Yeah, it's such a good show. I really liked it. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be I didn't think it was gonna be bad.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta see it.
Well, as someone who worked in a high-paced, stressful kitchen,
don't bring back flashbacks.
Kind of didn't want to revisit that feeling.
Understandable. And,
but I can appreciate a good show, and so maybe I'll check it out.
Eventually, you know. Yeah. Don't want to bring back those, memories. I don't know. But yeah.
Cool. And then, so my final show I want to talk about here is I Think You Should Leave by Tim Robinson. It's on Netflix. It's a sketch comedy show. And as you get with all sketch comedy, some hit, some don't. But when he hits in this show, he really hits. It's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen. He's just insane. There's no other way to put it. He does not have the same brain as other people do. Just the concept he comes up with, the way that he acts in his own skits, some of his facial expression. Like, if you just want to turn on something and laugh and you don't want to think about it too much, I Think You Should Leave is perfect. They're about 16 to 20 minute episodes with 3, 4, 5 sketches an episode. And
that That's fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah, if you just like if you're hanging out with friends and you just want to throw something on the TV, like perfect show to do. Or even if you just want to laugh at something on your own, like can't recommend. I Think You Should Leave Enough. Obviously, can't talk too much about it. Spoil some stuff because it's part of
spoilers.
Well, jokes. If I say something funny, it's obviously not going to be as funny as if you go and watch the show yourself.
True. Well, what's your favorite episode from this show?
It's probably the
spoilers.
The most popular one. I think there's a really good chance that you've seen the meme on social media. There's one where he's dressed up as a hot dog in a hot dog suit, and the meme that you would have seen would be him saying, "We're all trying to find out exactly who did this or whatever," and he's wearing a hot dog suit and
That's interesting. You know, it's one of those things where I bet if I just seen it, I would be like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's the one, yeah.
I'm debating if I want to give more information or not about it.
I'm not going to stop you.
Yes, because this isn't the whole joke. It's just part of it. So the premise of the scene is a hot dog vehicle crashes into a clothing store. And the cops show up, and they're questioning the line of people in the store, saying what happened or whatever, and then it slowly pans over to each individual person until you get to Tim in a hot dog costume, the same as the hot dog car, and he goes, "We're all trying to figure out exactly who is responsible for this."
That sounds so silly. Okay, I'm going to watch the show.
And there's more to the scene that I won't spoil, but that's probably the most known episode, the most memed episode is that.
Interesting. I'm just so mad I can't remember it. Now I'm on a mission.
I'll find a picture. I'll pull it up.
I gotta say. Oh my gosh. Did we reach the last of our list?
Yeah, that was my last one.
We gotta. Do you have any other that you can think of? Because I got some honorable mentions. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh. Monk. The detective murder mystery-ish kind of show, serialized, so it's a different crime per episode, but I'm a huge fan of the slightly off detective who, because he's so off, is really good at solving crime.
Yes.
Like, that trope to me, it gets me every time.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
You do it so good.
And so I think that was an honorable mention for me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have too many. I liked my list I came in with. What about you?
Yeah, me too. I have to mention, just to get it out of the way, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the movie, I watched that. I love that way too much. Like, that was such a fun movie. So then they had a show coming out, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect timing. Like, yeah, I got done with the movie around the time the show was about to come out, so... Yeah, and the show was fun. The show was super silly. It was animation, and you could just tell. I love it when you see animated stuff, and you could just tell that the animators were having fun. Even the voice actors, too. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I was like, they had to be having fun recording, making this. Like, it just seemed, you could just feel it vibrating off of it. But it's so fun, so cool. They decided to go with a more poppy, anime-ish type style. It's so cute and silly. But then also, I want to mention Astonishing X-Men. I have no idea where you could watch that. I think you probably have to buy it like for $1.99 somewhere.
It might be on Amazon Prime if it's what I'm thinking of.
You know what? I watched it and I had it on DVD at the time, and so that's how I watched it. But I mean, good.
Sorry, I might be thinking of the wrong thing. Is this a newer show or is this a little bit older?
It's super old. It's a motion comic.
I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Because I'm pretty sure a new X-Men show just came out.
Yes, it did. And it is so good. They bumping off of the original one. And so far, they haven't let anything down. Crossing my fingers because Marvel. But it's great so far. It's just following the comics like people want. I think super easy. The easiest thing they can do. So that's why it's so good so far.
Well, you know. Directors and animators, they like to put their own spin on it.
Yeah.
And that usually goes worse than it does better.
Yeah.
Can't think of too many examples where it's a good thing.
In theory, you know, you want to like it. You're like, yeah, these directors coming in, putting a spin, but they just...
You just have to remember that the original was widely loved for a reason.
Exactly.
And you can't change too much of the heart of it, otherwise you're gonna get upset that fans.
Pushback. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But Astonishing X-Men, I don't. I think I tried to look somewhere. It looks like you probably have to buy it for like $2. But it's so good. It's a motion comic, so like the animation isn't as smooth as maybe people are used to, especially with how far we've gone in animation. But it's still so good. I don't know. They still make it. The story they tell with Astonishing X-Men is really beautiful. So good, so good. They literally just take it from the comic and make it animated. They also have Black Panther. That's also really good. So that Spider-Woman and Inhumans. So yeah, I don't know where to watch them because I just have them all on DVD. And it just looks like you have to buy them off like Google Play.
Well, and there's, you know, there's pirating websites.
Oh yeah, hey.
So hey, if you really want to and you don't want to buy it, there's ways to do it.
Exactly, but you know. We didn't say that.
I would never pirate anything ever.
Never. I don't even know any pirates. Like, what is that?
Yeah, exactly. Aren't they all like at sea or something?
Yeah, I thought they all died.
Yeah. Isn't pirating illegal? Like, haven't we arrested all the pirates yet?
Exactly. That's why all their parrots are domesticated now. They're not out in the. I don't know. But yeah, that's it. That's me. That was my honorable mentions. I just had to because no one knows about them.
Yeah. There's plenty of great TV. There's always new stuff releasing, and yeah, hopefully you check out some of mine, some of T.I.'s's, and
yes.
Have a great day.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. Bye.